You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition. Shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry. The home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Courtney Rogers. Good morning, Courtney. Boy, and like you, our next guest is one of my favorites. We've had her on this show many times over the years, and I love what she does. I love following all of her social channels because of, one, all the travel she does, but I just love seeing her work because her work is so amazing, that of her company, you know?
Absolutely, yeah. One of my favorites, too.
Let's get to it. We're joined this morning by Barbara Heil-Sonic. She's the founder of Design to Sell. Barbara, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you, Todd. Thank you, Courtney.
It's always good to see you, Barbara. I appreciate you. I think you were just traveling in Europe like 12 hours ago or something. I don't know how you do it, but it's good to have you here. Appreciate you making time to join us. Our audience is probably familiar with you and your company, but take a quick second. Tell us a bit about you and your background.
My name is Barbara Heil-Sonic, and I am running Design to Sell since approximately 10 years. I pretty much stumbled, you know, into that field by accident. At that point in time, staging was still like in an infancy. It just started. And I was venturing out to on the side to do some real estate investments. And that's pretty much how everything started. I later on fell in love in, you know, with the product of home staging and the service we're providing to the industry. And yeah, that was the start.
All right. So tell us a little bit about the specifics of what Design to Sell does.
Well, we're priding ourselves to have developed over the time into a concept of lifestyle merchandising. What people tell us, and I think that is for us the best feedback that we're on the right track, is that our stages are unique. They have a unique branding. And if they enter a house, they know that we have done it, which is exactly, you know, what you wanted to establish if you want to establish a brand. So I think it is part like storytelling. It's trying, you know, to really capture the attention of a potential buyer, but with in the same balance to highlight the architecture of the house. And I think our team over the years really has mastered that trade. Pretty good.
The staging work that you do for a customer, is it typically their model? I mean, what products are you actually staging?
Our main focus is in the premier and luxury market of the Atlanta real estate. And we're working with some custom home builders. We work also with builder developers, as well as some high-producing real estate agents. So these are really our core three segments. We are serving on our style. We are very known for our transitional, modern, high-end implementation for that market, as well as commonly known very well-received modern farmhouse style. And on our standard line, we're having a lot of implementation with a modern touch.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned that you've been doing this about 10 years, and you said at the beginning of that stretch, staging was still not that common or popular. But a decade later, I mean, I guess it's fair to say that staging works, right? I mean, talk about that. And I mean, if you have a statistic to share that proves
Absolutely.
That, I mean, walk us through that to be sure we understand why this is so potent and powerful.
The best examples for us are the ones, and we're keeping some statistics, when a house has been listed before and was not staged, and then it was taken off the market and we stage it and receive, you know, offers in a short amount of time. That is, you know, the best statistic, we can show. Over the years, you know, now, you know, I'm proud we're keeping our own statistic for the Atlanta market. So we know that it reduces time on market by 50%.
50%.
And that often, and also, you know, lately, we also have the statistics that around, you know, 85% of the staged houses have an average, like, a 6 to 12% price increase, in compared to unstaged houses. And we have also some national statistic, you know, supporting that data. So at the end, it's by the number. You know, it's a mixture. The end result is, you know, is the beautification of the house, but really, you know, to attract the buyer. But at the end, the numbers, you know, speak for themselves. So the investment in staging is, you know, for sure always less than the first price reduction, plus the additional values in increasing, and therefore you're returning, you know, your return of investment is, you know, is much higher.
All right. Well, I'm convinced. I mean, those numbers are mind-boggling. And as you said, yeah, it's not necessarily cheap to do this, but the return on investment on that is significant, sounds like. All right. Barbara, Courtney, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Ty Pennington here for Jackson EMC. Did you know your heating and air system is one of the largest users of energy in your home? Replacing your traditional thermostat with a smart device saves you money while maintaining your comfort. Smart thermostats can do the decision-making for you by adjusting throughout the day to match your schedule and save you energy. Energy-efficient living is about doing more while consuming less. For more energy-saving tips, visit JacksonEMC.com.
All right, we're back with Barbara Heilsonic with Design to Sell.
All right. So Barbara, you mentioned a little bit about the different groups that you work with. So tell us a little bit about how staging works specifically with realtors and then also with builders.
Well, 90% of our clientele are repeat clients. So it's a relationship driven. We have very relationship driven companies. In general, what we'll do is, and as I said, 90% of what we're offering is vacant stages. There are a lot of different types of staging offerings, you know, for the houses. Our core focus is on vacant stages when people have moved out of the space or builders have developed a new product to really enhance that value. So what we're doing is one of our designers goes out and previews the property and assesses, you know, what are core rooms of, you know, of who need the staging and, you know, what should be the preferred style. Of course, you know, that is also very important. We need to know what's the target audience, you know, what is the most likely buyer. And that's a conversation we have with the marketing contact first before we decide on the next steps. After that, it normally is after contract signing, after we got the contract in general, it is, you know, 8 days is our starting point, business turnaround to, it can also be longer depending on the scope of the house. But in general, it's like 8 to 12 business days on average from contract signing to implementation. So this is a very, very fast-paced business.
That's amazing.
So if you really think about it, you know, to really pull this concept for that house together. So our designers and our team, they are well trained and we cannot overthink it because we stage a house in general in a couple of hours or one day where everything goes in for the core rooms. And of course, when we're talking staging, we're not talking about a full house staging. We're talking about the heart of the home, which is in general the living rooms, and in general two living rooms, master bedroom, kitchen, dining room, breakfast area, entry area.
Well, how do you do that so quickly? I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I seem to recall that you have access to some sort of like a warehouse where mm-hmm. you keep a lot of the furniture and other pieces that you use. I mean, that's part of the reason you're able to do it so quickly is that you already have an inventory of material that you can pull from
Absolutely.
When you see a property, right?
Absolutely. And that is, you know, we are running on channel most probably like 85 to 95 houses at any given time. That means every day product goes out and every day product comes in. So it is a very logistic driven, if you think about, you know, mm-hmm. supply chain management. Well, it's a very logistic driven product process with the elements and the creativity mix in of design. So you really can think about contract come in like an assembly line. So it is pretty much, you know, with product coming in, and, you know, core product, we are, you know, we're always constantly editing. It is an assembly line, if you think about that.
Well, heck, I'd probably be happy to live in Barbara's warehouse.
I know. I've seen it. I've been there. I've had the opportunity, and it is awesome.
Yeah.
I wish I had just go shopping in her warehouse. That'd be perfect, right?
But you said that your main offering is from scratch, an empty house. That's, you know, but I imagine you have other levels of service. So, I imagine if there's a home that has some furniture that you can come in there and spice it up a little bit. I imagine you can. And then I imagine you have, are given different budgets. How do you work with here's, you can do anything you want, Barbara, budget versus a, you know, I've got a limited. Yeah.
We're not getting anything we want budgets. No, we might like to, but we're not really getting this. But it depends really on the house and the price point, on the target audience. Of course, we cannot put condo furniture into a luxury house.
Right.
So scale is very, you know, is very important, as well. Perceived value, that is what, you know, that's the core of what we are selling. And our warehouse, you know, is a big element of that. We're just, I'm very excited. We're actually moving into, 13,000 square foot.
13,000 square feet.
Okay. Four loading docks. But again, our business is a good business when the majority of our product is out and not in the warehouse.
Right.
It's constant moving. So in layman's term, it's called a chaotic warehouse. And that's what we are running.
13,000 square feet, four loading. Okay.
I know. And the space they have now isn't small. So big upgrade. So you guys have had the opportunity to work on some really cool projects and really cool homes in Atlanta. But tell us, do you have any projects ongoing right now or that you just completed that are really cool that you want to talk about?
Well, we have two. We recently staged for one of our clients, the Stokemans Group, and have done a beautiful new build for them. And, you know, we're also luckily, you know, to share some product there, as well as kind of like MCM, mid-century modern influenced home, which is really, really gorgeous and beautiful. And, you know, we love this type of unique projects. They are, you know, more challenging, but they also, you know, strive us to our best.
Well, you mentioned your signature design a little bit more. Go a little deeper on that. I want to be sure I understand that. So when I'm ready to hire you, I know I'm in the right motif.
Well, when we're, you know, the people we're hiring on from an interior, you know, they have to have this interior design skill, but our design project manager, actually, her name is Barbara as well, came from the closing industry. So it's like, you know, buying selections. The key element is that in our business, you cannot overthink it. You need to know what is right and you have to make decisions on the spot. So really understanding scale for the house, the right placement for the furniture, and the accessorizing with the right balance and amount of decor is key. And, you know, for our industry is really understanding how product can be mixed and matched. So that is really the core part, understanding the inventory to be purchased. And there's a whole science behind that. You know,
see,
often
that's the skill I do not have.
Same.
And when you know how to do that, that opens up so many more opportunities, doesn't it?
Yeah. I find, you know, sometimes I find it interesting, you know, perceived, okay, you know, can you stage my house tomorrow? And unfortunately, that is not possibly, you know, this perception that the wafer cloud, you know, is kind of like coming over the house and all the right pieces are falling into the space. So it is definitely, there's a science behind that. And it is not, you know, it is, we make it seem easier than it is.
Right.
So I think, you know, HGTV, you know, sometimes makes it seem so easy to do.
You don't see all that behind the scenes, the blood, sweat, and tears that they go through. But yeah, I think that it's very cool how you guys mix product, mix styles. It, you know, not only allows it to appeal to a wide variety of buyers, you know, you kind of have something for everyone, but you do, it does look effortless when you mix it all together. And that's something I can't reproduce in my home, no matter how hard I try. I can't get that right mix. But so talking about different design styles, we know you love to travel. You are always, always on the go, not just here locally, but all over the world, really. So you get to see a lot of things. And when you are traveling, how do you, you know, from a designer standpoint, see things and trends and bring those back here, especially in a market that is so multicultural, you know, at this point?
Well, I think that is the other part which separates us from some of our colleagues, is that we're always trying to stay on trend with everything coming. And the easiest way to implement it is with decorative elements and or art. So we're sourcing at least, you know, four of the core markets here in the US. And, you know, through my travel, I'm always sourcing, you know, European influence. And I'm trying to bring these elements into our design styles as well. It's funny, I was this morning, we were at a vendor here in Atlanta for a meeting. And they actually had from Design House Stockholm, like a knot pillow, which I was looking for, which is very unique, very specific. And, you know, is in that way, you know, this uniqueness. A couple of markets ago, we had also a design company who has created feather lamps, and they were very unique, and we brought them in as part of our implementation. So it's like this little elements, you know, to really show that you're always, you know, current, because that is what people also see in the magazines and compare staging implementations too. So we always in our industry have to be on, you know, on trend as well, but only in a soft mode, so we cannot overdo it.
Well, Courtney, I wouldn't necessarily in this marketplace that is Metro Atlanta, I wouldn't consider Barbara current or on trend. I almost see her driving Absolutely. Some of the trends here with her global perspective on things. Fascinating stuff. It's been fun to see. I remember when we first talked about that warehouse. So, I mean, you've come, this organization has come a long way since we first had you on the show. It's been really, really fun to watch. Barbara, we are about out of time, unfortunately. So should anyone need to contact you with any questions or learn more about all the services from Design to Sell, where do they go?
Best to our website, which is www.homedesign2sell.com. And we're looking forward to hearing from you.
All right. Barbara Heil-Sonic, the founder of Design to Sell. As always, my lady, great to have you on the show. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. On behalf of my co-host, Courtney Rogers, I am Todd Schnick. That's all the time we have for now. Thank you for tuning in and listening, and we'll look forward to seeing you again right here next week. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by Denham Marketing, the publisher of Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Denham Marketing is a comfortable fit, like your favorite pair of jeans. Denham Marketing tailors marketing strategies to meet your specific needs and niche. Try them on for size. They will work to create a perfect fit for your company's marketing program. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@denimmarketing.com. For more information on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio or to inquire about being a guest, contact info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by listening to the show on your podcast or iTunes app. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.